The WHO report says cancer alone kills 7.6 million people every year, more than the number who die from HIV/AIDS, malaria and tuberculosis combined. While it is the communicable infectious diseases that get most of the attention in developing countries, the WHO report notes that non-infectious, chronic diseases are the leading cause of deaths worldwide. Ala Alwan, the Assistant Director General for Non-Communicable Diseases at WHO, is one of the authors of the report.
Out of 58 million deaths occurring in the world every year, we have 35 million deaths caused by non-communicable disease, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancers, and chronic lung diseases. And out of which actually represents 60% of all global deaths. And out of this, we have at least 9 million people who are actually dying because of non-communicable diseases before the age of 60 years.
According to the WHO report, the leading contributors to chronic disease are high blood pressure, high blood glucose, tobacco use, physical inactivity, and obesity. The billions of dollars being spent to treat these chronic illnesses are pushing millions of people in the developing world into poverty. David Bloom at the Harvard University School of Public Health says the human and economic burden of non-communicable diseases is immense.
We're estimating global costs of newly diagnosed cancer cases of more than $300 billion in the year 2010. That's a global cost. We're estimating the annual global cost of illness for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease on the order of $400 billion in 2010.
Dr. James Hospedalis, a WHO expert on chronic disease, says the problem is much more widespread than many people know, not just in big countries like the United States, India, and China, but in smaller countries such as Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados. In those smaller nations, the public health costs of treating hypertension and diabetes have climbed to between 5 and 8% of their gross domestic product.
Is not sustainable. It will crush the health services in many countries if this continues. So we cannot wait until we have dealt with HIV, have dealt with malaria. No, it's upon us.
Dr. Hospedalis says simple diet and lifestyle changes can significantly lower risk factors for stroke, cancer, diabetes, and chronic respiratory diseases such as asthma and bronchitis.
We estimate in WHO that over 30 million lives can be saved in the next 10 years by simple measures, reducing the level of salt by 15 to 20%, reducing the amount of tobacco, and increasing the number of people who are at risk of a heart attack or a stroke to be on simple preventive treatment. Those three measures can save over 30 million lives in the next 10 years.
At the UN summit, world leaders hope to raise public awareness of the devastation that non-communicable diseases have been causing across both developed and developing countries, and to discuss the best ways to reverse the rising death rates from these diseases. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.